This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will be along with today's reports coming right up. The Farm Futures Business Summit is coming up rather soon. It'll be here in about 2 weeks. Iowa City, Iowa is where they'll meet again. January 24th and 25th. Yes, this is the learning season for farmers. And producers, you won't find a better opportunity to learn than at the Farm Futures Business Summit. I've attended several times in the past, and it's amazing all the information that growers take home with them when they leave one of these conferences. Actionable information, things that they can use on the farm. Out of 18 idea-packed learning sessions this year, with high-profile ag economists, farm business specialists, and panels of farmers, too, as you have a chance to learn from other producers. You can sign up for the Farm Futures Business Summit at the website, farmfuturessummit.com. It's in Iowa City, Iowa, farmfuturessummit.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. Like many farm kids growing up in rural Iowa, Eric Hosette dreamed of being a volunteer firefighter. He tagged along quite often to the local firehouse with his grandfather, aspiring to wear that uniform someday. It's the way things are in small-town America, where fire departments are filled by volunteers, usually generation after generation of families. Saturday, Fire Lieutenant Eric Hosette, on the job with the Clinton, Iowa department, where he had 12 years' experience, was killed in an explosion while fighting a fire at a grain handling facility. The streets of Clinton yesterday were lined with mourners as his hearse rolled by. Just weeks earlier, Lieutenant Hosette took on additional duties as chief of the all-volunteer Charlotte, Iowa Fire Department, a role his grandfather served in for 35 years. A U.S. trade delegation left for China yesterday to resume talks with the Chinese about the trade war, but we are not sending the A-team. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and the White House top trade advisor Peter Navarro will all be absent. Some are suggesting that's a signal that there's a long way to go before the talks enter the home stretch. One of the all-male team that's there this week is a Kansas farm boy. Greg Dowd is the U.S. Trade Representative's chief agricultural negotiator. Meanwhile, here's more proof the Midwest is part of a global economy. A gun-making company that recently moved from Milan, Illinois, to the eastern Iowa town of Eldridge has a $25 million contract to make rifles for the Estonian military. Estonia's in northeastern Europe. $25 million, by the way, buys 16,000 rifles being made by the Lewis Machine and Tool Company. The United States has 60 national parks. The congressman from Gary, Indiana, wants his state to have the 61st. Pete Visklosky wants the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore designated as a national park. He tried it with the last Congress, but his bill was stuck in a committee when the term expired, so he will try again. In Mankato, Minnesota, 99-year-old Gail Krakus is grateful for Meals on Wheels. Not for the reason you might think, though. No, not for the food. It gives her something to do. She volunteers every weekday morning, serving and packing meals for people who are mostly younger than she is. Mrs. Krakus, who's been a volunteer of some sort most of her life, said, "I don't like sitting around. Sitting around is for the birds." That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.